We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, esteemed viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veje. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages, are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Russia and Cuba enhance academic and research cooperation. In cultural news, China takes measures to preserve an ancient dialect. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment, featuring the International Rescue Committee, which assists millions of people throughout the world. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 12th, is the Independence Day of Kenya, observing its sovereignty achieved in 1963. Kenya, situated in East Africa, has spectacular scenery, which can be seen at Mount Kenya National Park Natural Forest, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. It contains Mount Kenya, the second highest peak in Africa. Another World Heritage Site is the Kenya Lake System in the Great Rift Valley. This amazingly beautiful area of over 32,000 hectares is habitat for 13 globally threatened avian species. Prominent individuals from Kenya include Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Wangari Maathai and acclaimed authors Professor Ngugi Thiong'o and Miss Grace Ogot. We wish the kind-hearted Kenyan people a memorable Independence Day.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Myanmar or Burma.
A severe monsoon rains across Southeast Asia caused flash flooding in the central Magway region. By the first week in November, at least 161 people had lost their lives, with nearly 30,000 affected. Over 2,000 homes were swept away, while government buildings, regional monasteries, roads, and some 5,400 acres of croplands were damaged.
Conveying all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 in emergency aid, an amount that could obtain $431,000 in goods purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Myanmar. She also asked that our association members please go, if possible, to render assistance to the most desperate.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of $900, our Thai Association members met up with local Burmese Association members on November 7th in the worst-affected Pakoku Township, where floodwaters of up to 4 meters covered the roofs of houses. Accompanied by Pakoku Media Group, they visited five of the hardest-hit villages, where 121 people had perished, over 2,700 homes were washed away or destroyed, and many roads had been damaged. Our association's relief team distributed cash assistance and shelter materials to 225 families, as well as informative SOS flyers on the vegan solution to such disasters. They also provided funds to help five schools and their students. In addition, they went to meet a boy they had heard was in need of an urgent operation that his parents could not afford, and provided the funds for his surgery.
I am very happy to see you. Thank you very much.
Our appreciation, Pakoku Media Group, for your caring assistance, as we join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional love and kindness, as well as the helpful efforts of our association's relief team. Our prayers for the smooth recuperation of the Burmese people's regular day-to-day lives, and that such devastations may quickly be averted through humanity's kindest stewardship of the earth and all her inhabitants.
Yeah.
Fatal flash floods hit Kenya. As of Wednesday, December 7th, the Kenya Red Cross Society reported that at least 15 people had lost their lives and over 75,500 others their homes, as rains and flash floods inundated the East African nation. Following one of the worst droughts in decades, the rains were initially welcomed until they became torrents that caused rivers to overflow. In the worst affected western parts of the nation, bridges had been washed away and a number of roads rendered impassable, hampering efforts to reach the displaced. The Kenyan government has stated that extensive infrastructure repairs will be necessary, and that many of the affected are meanwhile in need of food and other supplies such as mosquito nets, tents, and medicine.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on any necessary assistance, and to go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate, as she added that funds for urgent aid are available.
Our appreciation, Kenya Red Cross Society. Officials and personnel working to assist the flood-stricken people, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. May such severe conditions be soon alleviated with our gentle regard of the ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely disgusting.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
A puppy's heart. I'm just a teeny pup, but my love's overflowing with full devotion to my caretaker. For my whole life I'll never waver. Thank you for your generosity, looking after my humble life, giving me yum yum food and refreshing drinks, a soft mattress plus cozy blankets. In my heart you alone exist, my idol and master for life. Every day, waiting by the gate and guarding to keep you safe at night. Oh, how lovely you are, my eyes on you dwell forever. Your hands gentle and soothing brighten up my very being. I love you beyond expression. When you're gone, I feel misery. I love you till eternity. If in your place I should have to die, in the end, I would still smile happily. Oh, how I love you so.
Be a veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 408. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Ceremonies in Norway and Sweden on the 2011 Nobel Laureates. On Saturday, December 10th, in Oslo, Norway, three women were presented with the 2011 Nobel Peace Prize. Courageous pro-democracy activist Tawakkul Karman of Yemen, Her Excellency President Alan Johnson Sirleaf of Liberia, and fellow Liberian peace advocate Lamar Gbowee. Dedicating their award to women leading the world towards democracy for all, the three winners also called for greater efforts of harmony, justice, and gender equality. Meanwhile, in Sweden, the Nobel Prizes in Chemistry, Physics, Medicine, Economics, and Literature were awarded by His Majesty Swedish King Carl XVI Gustaf at the Stockholm Concert Hall.
Hello. The 2011 Nobel laureates in all categories have been participating in events. Supreme Master Television spoke with several of the esteemed laureates.
This year's Nobel Prize in Physics recognized the work of three scientists: Johns Hopkins University's Dr. Adam Rice of the USA, Australian National University's Dr. Brian Schmidt, and Dr. Saul Perlmutter of the US-based University of California, Berkeley, whose combined research had surprisingly revealed the accelerating expansion of the universe.
We, for the very first time, realized that there's this stuff in the universe that we're calling dark energy that could be causing this acceleration. It could make up almost three-quarters of the universe. And to have something that's most of the universe and not have studied it before is incredible.
It may lead to whole new areas of physics. I think one of the things that defines the human experience is being curious about the world and space and our origins and our fate. Also, when we learn new laws of physics, that are fundamental, we often find within a decade or two there are technological applications in some way. And then third, I think that the subject is so inspiring to kids because it's so weird and mysterious and interesting that it encourages them to study science and math, which are important parts of education.
The 2011 Nobel Prize in Literature went to Sweden's Thomas Tranströmer, while U.S. professors Thomas Sargent of New York University and Christopher Sims of Princeton University shared the Economics Prize. In chemistry, Israeli scientist Dr. Dan Sheshman of Technion Israel Institute of Technology, Haifa, Israel, was the Nobel recipient for his discovery of quasicrystals.
It teaches us that never keep a science stagnant. Always be open to new discoveries. The other thing that it teaches us is that the discovery affects other fields away from the materials, fields that can be advanced, better understood, and hopefully be useful to mankind.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television from Stockholm, Sweden.
We join the world in heartfelt congratulations, 2011 Nobel laureates. May our world be graced with the continued sharing of such beneficial and uplifting advancements as yours.
Argentine President Fernandez inaugurated for a second term. As the first woman in Latin America to enjoy re-election, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner of Argentina was sworn into office on Saturday, December 10th, in the capital, Buenos Aires. Known for her social advocacy, The president's first term saw steady economic growth across the nation, as well as a significant drop in unemployment rate and subsidies given to less fortunate families that helped keep their children in school. In her inaugural address on Saturday, the president promised to work for an even more just, equal, and supportive Argentina. Our respectful accolades, President Fernandez, on your renewed post. May heaven grace your continued leadership with wisdom and compassion for the highest peace and prosperity of your nation and all fellow citizens.
U.S. team free in the Philippines. On Saturday, December 10th, 14-year-old Kevin Lensman was confirmed by Philippine military officials to be in good health after he had walked 2 days without shoes in an escape to freedom. The youth, his mother Gerfa, and cousin Robnik Jakaria all went missing 5 months ago in July while vacationing together, with his mother being freed in October and cousin Robnik escaping in November. We are joyful to know of brave young Kevin's restored freedom, wishing he, his mother, and cousin all many happy reunions with loved ones.
Save Our Planet. Held during the first week of December 2011, Japan's Tokyo Motor Show recognizes motor giant Nissan with Car of the Year Japan award for its electric vehicle Leaf, marking the first time in history that a zero-emission vehicle has been chosen as the winner.
Save Our Planet. On December 5, 2011, the Sabah Wildlife Department on Malaysia's island of Borneo calls on the palm oil industry to halt deforestation near rivers to protect the water for human consumption as well as the proboscis monkey, whose population have declined so steeply that it is now one of the world's most endangered species.
Save Our Planet. Assessing climate change across 24 countries, the UK's Met Office Hadley Centre on December 5, 2011, stated that without exception, all have warmed overall since the 1960s, with extreme heat occurring more frequently, while very cold temperatures are being seen less often.
My lovely wife, June.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We are joyfully following a compassionate diet. Today we have a tip on holiday gift giving.
Consider baking vegan cakes and vegan cookies, or roasting nuts as presents and packaging them in colorful baskets and food containers that you no longer need.
Enjoy this festive season.
Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather from around the world.
Thank you. education news, Russia and Cuba enhance academic and research cooperation. Delegates from Lomonosov Moscow State University in Russia announced during their visit to Havana, Cuba, the establishment of the José Martí Studies Department in Moscow. José Martí is considered a national hero in Cuba. The group also opened a Lomonosov Department at the University of Havana to encourage exchanges among science professionals, reports Prensa Latina. Our accolades and appreciation, Russia and Cuba, for your steps in strengthening the amicable relations between your nations. May joint efforts by countries lead to deeper friendships and understanding among cherished citizens.
In cultural news, China takes measures to preserve an ancient dialect. According to Xinhua news agency, Wu Chinese, prized for its tender musical intonation, is to be saved in a vocal database. Fluent speakers will record words and phrases in the dialect, which was once used to perform poems in the ancient Chinese traditional manner. The project, which is expected to be completed in 3 years, was inaugurated by Zhejiang Archives Bureau. Since 2008, examples of proficient speakers in many languages and dialects have been recorded from China's southeastern Jiangsu and Yunnan provinces. Kudos to Zhejiang Archives Bureau and all those working to preserve the rich linguistic diversity of the Chinese people. May each marvelous and unique heritage flourish in a loving and kind world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the International Rescue Committee, which provides assistance in 40 nations. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. Please stay tuned for more touching news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, righteous news for a conscientious world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the International Rescue Committee, which helps approximately 13 million people with its health programs.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The International Rescue Committee, or IRC, is dedicated to providing life-protecting care to refugees throughout the world. The American branch of IRC was founded in 1933 at the request of Nobel Prize-winning vegetarian scientist and humanitarian Dr. Albert Einstein. At present, IRC is active in more than 40 nations and also helps refugees in 22 cities of the United States to resettle and become self-sufficient.
Central to IRC's work is an emergency response team consisting of 17 specialists who immediately determine what is needed to best deal with crisis situations. The team ensures that their members in the field and local partners in communities are trained and have resources to meet the emergency. The nonprofit has essential supplies ready at central locations so that they can be quickly dispatched to the needed site.
IRC has a number of projects which help approximately 350,000 children, including in the areas of education, reunification of separated families, life skills training, and rehabilitation and reintegration of child soldiers. Health programs which assist about 13 million people in 25 countries are another important focus of IRC. Our heartfelt gratitude, the International Rescue Committee, for your devotion to helping brethren in their time of need. May we soon embrace a future in which all beings live in peace, happiness, and security.
Let's now enjoy a joke told in Norwegian entitled Excellent Housekeeper.
To kvinner pratet sammen. Jeg en fremragende husholderske. Hver gang jeg skilles, blir det jeg som beholder huset.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
I have been so happy after many years by watching this channel. I love you so much and I want to specially thank you for giving us the opportunity to know the truth. Kamal.
Kind Kamal, how fantastic to receive your encouraging note. We are so happy that you enjoy watching Supreme Master Television. With all our best wishes and heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartland today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlands and stories from your area. Please send them to heartland@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence and noteworthy news.
May your days be graced with inner wisdom and jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United Nations General Assembly passes 9 resolutions regarding Palestine that receive near unanimous approval, covering a range of issues that relate to promoting the rights and well-being of the Palestinian people.
As part of an overall plan to withdraw all troops by 2014, and with the agreement of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, Spanish Defense Minister Carmen Chacon announces that soldiers will begin returning home in January 2012.
The Times of India reports that a new educational program in Bihar State will provide information through school textbooks about the lethal effects of tobacco, in an effort to protect young students and keep them free of the harmful substance.
Iconic French actress and animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot calls on New Jersey, USA Governor Chris Christie to halt the state's annual bear hunt, in which 592 bears were killed last year.
UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, Director General Irina Volkova expresses her gratitude to the governments of Gabon and East Timor for their donations of $2 million and $1.5 million US dollars, respectively, that will benefit education, the environment, and culture in many African countries.
As a gesture of their nation's solidarity and to further enhance diplomatic relations, Prensa Latina reports that visiting Paraguayan dignitaries and their Venezuelan counterparts at the National Assembly in Caracas formally inaugurate the Venezuela-Paraguay Parliamentary Friendship Group.
Despite being ill as a child, superstar athlete Daniel Bryan says that since going vegan in 2009, he has never felt better and is now enjoying peak strength in his world wrestling entertainment career.
Marking the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between their countries, China's President Hu Jintao and Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson of Iceland speak on the phone and exchange congratulatory messages.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.